afternoon. Today is Thursday, March 4th, and welcome to the Opochtli podcast. Alrighty then. So what's up, everybody? I'm surprised I am able to do this 3 days in a row. But I'm feeling a lot better mentally. If you listen to the last couple episodes, on Tuesday, I just took a day off, decided to take a day off, and I really needed it. I know the rest of the week is going to be busy. Today's going to be a piece of shit busy day. So with that said, yeah, not much to look forward to this weekend. You know, I'm going to be working the entire weekend. That means, you know, no drinking, no partying, you know, the stuff I don't even do anyways, but what is this guy doing? This guy was driving normal, and then came across some ladies and started going a lot slower. Black man on the prowl. It's probably just checking him out, but it's kind of funny. We don't see a lot of black people. You know, there's a lot more in Utah, but, you know, 10 years ago, they were a lot more rare. And, the white joke. The black man in your neighborhood. It's a terrible joke, but he does have his taillights out, and I don't know if I should tell him, but he got pulled over. You know, who's to say the police officer might not choose just to take his life? You know, it's crazy how, like, people are forgetting about, like, George Floyd, and, you know, it still seems like the movement's still going, but now doesn't have as much utility to it, I guess you could say. But yeah, I don't know. That's kind of funny. Maybe, I guess he doesn't know his way around here, but he's a Lyft driver. That's probably why he's here. But yeah, he didn't know how to get out of the neighborhood, so he actually came up behind me. But anyways, what am I talking about? Black Lives Matter and being nosy with other drivers when there's other prevalent issues, you know, that people should be talking about. And holy cow, my vehicle does not sound good right now. I don't know, it seems a little weird, but I guess go back to what I was talking about. I had a shitty day Monday, decided to take Tuesday off, got some stuff done, and yesterday, you know, I got a lot of stuff done at work, and but it was a frustrating day, I'm not gonna lie. I just don't like going there, you know. I just can't stress it enough, like, the people you work with really make a difference when it comes to your mental health and your team charisma, team chemistry, I guess you could say, team morale, you know. I'm regretting going to work right about now. So I'll be on call for the entire afternoon. So I didn't want to basically get double dipped on today. You know, I'm going to go, you know, I do think it's good for your mental health to get away from your home, drive out, you know, it just has to be to a place that makes you feel good or around people that make you feel good. But yeah, I don't know, at least this way, since I'm working the afternoon, I don't have to deal with the people that don't want to work with me, you know, because when you're doing a good, anyways, I don't want to get into that. Like yesterday, I wanted to talk about a couple things, and because I started a rant, you know, it just took up my entire podcast to the point where I got to work and I still wasn't finished with my rant. But yeah, I guess let's talk about David Dobrik. I don't want to make this podcast too long. I'm on my way to work and, my stomach kind of isn't agreeing with me today, but I'm hungry, so I'm gonna risk it. I'm gonna have some shady fast food somewhere. I don't know, I'll decide what I'll get here shortly. But David Dobrik, you know, it's crazy because some of you who've been listening for a while, if you're listening to this, you know, my homeboy Sonny. You know, he's been on the David Dobrik craze for a while. His fellow Serbian, you know, from their Slovakian stock. But there was something like I understood why people liked him. I knew his history, you know, with Vine and then moving to YouTube after Vine, and then kind of bringing that same type of editing style for Vine, and that same formula that made him successful in Vine into the YouTube realm of things, and then becoming a successful entrepreneur, you know, business because of it, brand, you know. What's his views? And then his vlog, you know, I tried to get into it. I watched some stuff just from an artistic perspective so I can learn, you know, and see if I can apply anything into my art. But I didn't, I don't know, just something about it just didn't, you know, I just wasn't invested. Something about it was off, you know, and I was watching the H3 podcast, you know, the last couple of weeks, and, you know, they've been exposing David, you know, bringing former people from the show and from the David Dobrik's vlogs, you know, Big Nick, I think, and Sean, you know, and I don't really know what their YouTube channels are. I did subscribe to them, but to be honest, I didn't really know much about them. But yeah, Ethan Klein, you know, they basically, and Trisha Paytas or whatever, I guess she was part of that whole thing too. They've just been kind of exposing him. You know, he smiles with his fucking tongue out all the time. I guess that's a big thing. You know, like that. You got this black man from Compton. and he's pranked, he's tricked into kissing another man called Jason, who I presume to be a gay man, because apparently, according to Ethan Klein, he takes a lot of joy out of making out with other men and touching other men and all these things. I guess, you know, I honestly, like, he looks like the most forgettable man. Like, I've probably seen a bunch of his funny moments through the vlog, and they just, you know, it was just forgettable to me. So apparently he's, according to Ethan Klein, you know, my homie Sonny is in Bosnia right now, so he's probably more, you know, invested in David Dobrik's content and knows what, who is who and what they're famous for and whatnot. Holy fuck, you gotta be kidding me. Came to Chick-fil-A and it's packed to the rim. If I should do a alt play, I'll try to make it, maybe, I guess it'll make the podcast a little longer. Holy cow, it's a long one. I don't know. It's been interesting, to say the least. Oh man, I'm in this drive-thru and I just realized how much I hate my fucking life. That moment, you know. God, I just take out my wallet. Yeah, David Dobrik, you know, is just, seems like something, maybe, if I was caught in the same position, maybe I could potentially see myself doing that, but, I don't know, I've learned a lot from my mistakes. You know, there was a time, you know, one time in my teenage years where I'm not gonna admit, you know, incriminate myself, but let's just say there's a time where I tricked one of my really good friends into believing I was a girl, and that wasn't my main intent. My main intent was to basically kick someone's ass who was insulting me, you know, and I needed a way to lure them in, and as a side result, I tricked my good friend, you know, and it wasn't that long. It was just a couple days, you know, over a couple days, and the surprise, you know, wasn't like a public thing. It was just like a quick, like, hey, I got you, but, you know, I don't know if he got emotionally invested in me or just embarrassed or humiliated. To me, it wasn't a really big thing, but, you know, we really haven't been that good of friends since then, and, you know, part of me is debates whether, you know, that might have contributed to it, but, you know, I haven't really kept good friends with a lot of people, you know, so that might just be with regular life, so maybe I should talk about it to him directly and apologize, but those experiences are what basically made it so, you know, I empathize and with people, and I just, and this experience in itself, you know, I probably would make me second think doing that to a friend of mine. But anyways, be right back. Yeah, sorry about that. So I just had to make my order. I didn't want to put anyone on blast or, yeah, I don't know. Might have been able to keep it going, but Yeah. David Dobrik, huh? Yeah, I don't know. To me, it's the shitty part about it is that he's not owning up to it, right? Like, he could totally just apologize, say he was wrong, maybe compensate his friend, and own up to it. But instead, he essentially tries to dig it under the rug. Like, he's blocked certain key phrases from his videos. He's he's copy-stricken small fan pages that have kind of exposed some of his old content, where he discusses like the situation where he tricked his black friend into making out with an old white man. Yeah, hold on. All right, got my food. Got my my stuff. I'm ready to hit the road, Jack. Oh, man. Let's hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more. You guys remember that song? Oh, man. But yeah, I don't know. I don't, you know, I woke up just a couple hours ago. I willed myself up, you know. Was kind of looking forward to coming to work and getting some stuff done that I couldn't do at home. Even though I know it's going to be a day of drive-bys where people, you know, come to me directly expecting me to help them on the spot, rather than putting in a ticket and getting help, you know, during the, you know, which is the regular process. You know, we'll get to you within our allocated service level agreement. And, you know, for some people, that's just unacceptable. You know, they want you to get them up and running, right, ASAP, and, you know, sometimes that can be annoying when for a customer, you know, if I'm helping someone already and I basically tell them, you know, and it's my fault just because I'm not more enforceful of you know, the rules and regulations, because I just want to help, you know. It's not that I want to help, you know, it's, I like the feeling I get when I help someone, whether their gratitude is fake or not, you know. It makes myself feel better, feeling that I, you know, contributed to society in some way, one person at a time, one ticket at a time, as my industry likes to call it. And where was I going with that? Sorry, I got distracted trying to get in the lane here to make a left turn. But yeah, when I'm helping someone, you know, it's hard for me to say no, you know, so it's not like I'm just trying to be a good person, you know, I'm virtuous. I'm getting something in return, and at the same time, I lack social fortitude to say no to people, you know, and I think a lot of people find it easy to take advantage of me because I'm a minority, and they know I feel uncomfortable in that environment. And, you know, I just get overwhelmed, you know, and I hate it because I feel disingenuous. Because even the people who genuinely like and support me can be, I wouldn't say frustrating, but they could be annoying, I guess. I don't know. I don't want to say annoying, but it could be frustrating, you know, when I have a lot on my plate, and it's not frustrating that they're reaching out to me and they want help. It's frustrating that they're needing help, and I like them and I want to help them, but at the same time I have so much going on, you know, and that leads me to start blaming others because I feel like their contribution or no contribution to the team as a whole basically comes back and bites me, which, you know, so it's a big cycle of you know, me playing, you know, with my ADHD. I play, you know, a lot of mind games and with myself, and I think it's very easy to fall into a victim mentality, but, you know, it gets to a point where if someone's being malicious, you know, and you have no way of socially or, you know, if you're not in the proper hierarchy to do anything about it, you know, and you're not in the good graces of the people that are in that hierarchy that can make the changes, you know, there's nothing you can do about it, and it's just, you're gonna continue to be oppressed. So yeah, that's kind of my situation there. And, you know, that might be how Sean felt as well when he was in that David Dobrik circle, and he felt like he needed to, you know, do stuff that went against his moral values, just to stay afloat, you know. And it seems like he's a lot happier now, maybe not as I don't know, I don't want to speak too much on what I don't know much about, but yeah, I just wanted to bring light on that situation, you know, even though it's not really my place to talk, and I don't really have an audience yet or whatnot, but at least it's not talking about work, which I find myself doing a lot because that's basically what my life revolves around these days. So I wish I was in a position where I could just focus for a couple years on my craft and see where it goes, but I'm not, so I'm having to half-ass it, you know, and I don't know, it's just starting to get to me. Today I saw that my Poachley Facebook page got banned for 90 days, and I'm at, basically, it's the last strike before I get kicked off, you know, and disabled, you know, and I've grown that page to almost 4,000 likes, you know, so it's not, for a small content creator, it's not, you know, a small page. I put a lot of, not the most effort, but as a single person working on it, and working on a million other things, I put a lot of effort into it, and just crazy how a few clicks from a few malicious people can take things away from you at a moment's notice. And there's a post I posted 2 years back, I think, where it basically had this white supremacist with Nazi flags in the back. It was a pretty girl. She had, you know, I don't know, but she was making a Nazi salute. And then in the comments, it said something in regards to, or in the, like, in the picture, in the actual captions, like, of the picture, there were, like, three lines, and it's, like, just because this doesn't mean that, just because this doesn't mean that. And I don't even remember posting it, and I don't even remember, like, exactly what the word said, because it was just a brief moment before, as I was getting ready when I first saw this. But it was kind of a dismotivating factor. It was one of those moments where I was like, okay, maybe it's getting, this all needs to end here soon, and I need to move on to a different endeavor. You know, I'm almost in my 30s. It's just fucking sad that I haven't done anything with my life. But anyways, yeah, so it's something along the lines of some bullshit, you know. It's like, maybe if Facebook will overturn it, but the same kind of things where it was like, you know, and that's my kind of content, right? I like to basically show something that maybe offends people, but, like, expose the artistic value, the cultural value of it. I don't know. I don't know if I know the words of how I can articulate my thought process when I create stuff. But there's a lot of thought that I put into things. And sometimes there's not, but you could tell with some of the things. It takes a very particular person to realize what I'm, my, you know, when I'm actually putting an effort to make an artistic point. Anyways, I'm at work. I'm already hating it here. So depressing. Oh, why am I even here? Why don't I just quit? The Jazz lost yesterday. What do I keep saying, man? I just feel like the Jazz are better when they don't have Mike Conley in the lineup. Like, a negative plus a negative equals a positive for Kuna. You know, I just think that maybe the Jazz lack in some aspects and have too much in other aspects, you know. I think they lost the game. Like, it was theirs to win. Like, they were winning in the last couple minutes, and Philly just stole it from them. You know, they could say it was the ref. But anyways, oh man, really gonna hurt my OCD, but I didn't stop the timer in time, so I guess I'll keep talking about the Jazz. Yeah, Joel Embiid, man, he stepped out, hit that three, you know, right in Bogdanovich's face, you know, 7-foot three-pointer. You know what really amazed me about Joel Embiid's story, you know, when he learned how to play basketball late, right? So he, and the way he did it as a young man in Cameroon, he YouTube basically, you know, how to shoot the ball, you know, and that didn't work. So he went back and he Googled, YouTube how to shoot like a white guy, and that's how he learned how to have a good stroke.